The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
The opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, let's talk to my man, Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. Aubrey, how's it going, bud?
Hey, guys. Great afternoon. Going great.
Tell the people about your product, because it's going to be that time of year where people are going to be dragging in mud and muck and yuck, and it's a great time to get them done.
Well, I mean, plus you're prepping for the family coming in, you know. I mean, here in Houston, surrounding areas, I mean, we have offices in Austin, San Antonio, down in Corpus Christi, and pretty much everywhere that you can hear our voice, Dirt-Free Carpet heads out. We take care of the carpet, tile, grout, leather drapes, upholstery, air ducts, the wool rugs. We have a $100,000 machine. Matter of fact, we got 30 of them. And they come out to your home. They run a hose in, super water, chem-free pre-spot, no soaps or chemical residues. And it just does an amazing job of sucking that dirt right out of the truck without leaving any soap residue. When you dial 281-DIRT-FREE, I mean, this is coming down the home stretch, friends. Houston, in our surrounding areas, we bring family in because we have the weather. We have the room, the parking space. We have everything so family can visit us. And that's why you want to prep that home for the holidays by dialing 281-DIRT-FREE. Let us come out, clean carpet, tile, grout, leather, whatever stock priority. Give us a call at 281-DIRT-FREE. You're going to receive a free speed dry and a free chem-free refill. So if you got a chem-free bottle, a quart bottle, our specialty pre-spot we own, it's great for spotting. We're going to give that away along with a $100 free speed dry with any purchase, any service purchase, right now by dialing 281-DIRT-FREE. That's $150 worth of freebies by calling 281-347-8373. Give us a shot to tidy up the home for the holidays. You will not be disappointed.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The AFC South looks a hell of a lot more interesting after yesterday. Good win for the Colts.
Great win for the Titans. Do you feel any less secure in the Texans' standings?
I still think the Colts are going to be heard from. I think we both thought the Colts were going to win yesterday.
We'll know more in a couple weeks. Titans' next two games at Colts, at Texans.
Yeah.
So that should clear things up a little bit.
Zach Smith, who you may know as a guy from Ohio State who was dismissed for allegedly beating his wife. Apparently, he found out that Herman was for sure the guy who ratted him out to the reporter. Then proceeded to basically, I mean, go full flamethrower on Herman.
To hear Zach Smith tell it is he's already been caught by his wife.
You know what you come off looking like if you're Zach Smith? Like you're an unstable maniac, which isn't that what he was kind of accused of being?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're in your car and looking for something to do, come out to Jack's Grill on Shepherd. We will be here for another 53 minutes, but you can come out here at any time, watch the game tonight. Veterans get a free entree for Veterans Day, and lots of other happy hour specials all day. So come on out, really cool place in the Heights. And, I mean, this is the Heights, right? This is what we would call the Heights, because I remember last time we were someplace, and we called it the Heights, and said, oh, no, that's the Greater Heights. So is there really, like, a little turf war going on as to who has the best Heights?
I don't know.
Yeah. So this is the Heights. So come on out. It's right off of Shepherd near I-10. So
about a block south of I-10.
Yeah. Very easy to find. Very easy to get to. Plenty of parking out there. And you don't want to be driving in this mess right now anyway.
Yep. And plenty of food in here.
Yes. Good stuff.
And beverages.
281 says driving home from the Woodlands to Dickinson in the name of the Falcon, the role model, and the bleeping master.
Yeesh.
Please get me home without murdering someone.
Yeesh.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. I mean, Woodlands to Dickinson. Well, just sit back, relax, and we'll have a gem of the day in a minute that will hopefully entertain you. We'll do next segment.
That's what I'm talking about.
Involves Florida. And 979, I love Terman's response to Zach Smith. That was classic. Yeah, we talked about the okay, cool hook'em. That's going to be some t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he even put the little horn signal on there.
Yeah. Yeah. And now 713 says, you're technically in Rice Military. Geez, get your neighborhoods right. I have two words for all of you dickweeds, and I think you know what they are. So,
you know where we are.
It does say the Heights on the board over there. So I don't care whether it's freaking Heights or not. Hmm. Quit being little bitches.
Yeah.
My God, this is the most snobby group of people ever about what these neighborhoods are. It's not like you guys live in River Oaks. So just shut up. My goodness. 713-780-3776. So this is what the weather does, everybody. It gets cold.
Ruins everything.
Yeah, and people start being little bitches.
Yeah.
So, oh, well. I think people might not be that excited about tonight's NFL game either.
No.
Usually by Monday, okay, I got the game to look forward to. I'll be home.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
This is Thursday night, Monday.
Yeah. Oh,
and
man.
There's some really dog games next week, too. We talked about the good games that are going to be happening next week, but Tampa versus the Giants.
Can't wait for that.
And Oakland versus the Cardinals. Right?
I think I'm taking the Cardinals in that one. I'll have to see the number.
You have to give 4 points if you want the Cardinals.
Nope, can't do it.
Yeah,
not in this lifetime. What's the line on the other one?
Giants -1 hosting the Bucks.
Yeah, that number might move a little bit depending on what happens tonight, too.
Yeah.
So we shall see. Longhorn Dimitri says it's directly on the border of the Heights in Rice Military.
Okay. Well,
whatever. We don't care.
It's generally the Heights. We know
We don't care.
Okay.
All right?
Here's some of the early numbers for Sunday's for the rest of this week, I guess. Seattle-Green Bay, which is always a really good game, is especially when it's on primetime. We've had some pretty memorable ones. Including the one game where the fail Mary where I covered and no one else did, apparently.
Yeah.
That was, like, my favorite.
The rest of the world hates you.
Seattle.
You say stuff like that, and you wonder why people don't like you.
Seattle -2.5 on Thursday.
Wow.
Carolina -4 at Detroit. So all respect for Detroit is now out the window.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. Falcons -3 at Pokes. Ravens -4.5 at Bengals. I don't know if I'm looking to give 4.5 with the Ravens.
No, no.
Especially with they've got a big question mark at quarterback.
Yeah, the Ravens have totally imploded.
Bears -3 hosting Minnesota. That's an interesting line.
That is an interesting line.
I
like the Bears a lot, but I think the Vikings have gotten their act together.
I do too.
And you're giving me points.
How many points do you think the Saints are favored by over the Eagles in New Orleans?
I'm going to go 6.5.
How about Niner?
Wow.
Colts minus 2.5 hosting Tennessee. Texans minus 3, we mentioned. Chargers minus 7 hosting Broncos. Might be some value in that. Might be some value in this one, too. Pittsburgh minus 5.5 at Jacksonville.
Yeah, and I think this – I think the Jags are done.
I do, too.
I think they're completely done.
And then Rams minus 2.5 against Kansas City in Mexico. Mexico City.
I might –
Ciudad de Mexico.
See.
The total, by the way, is the highest in NFL history, if I'm not mistaken. 63.5.
Wow.
That's ridiculous.
I'll tell you what else is ridiculous. Tulane getting 10.5 at Houston on Thursday night.
Well, here's what I'll say about that. UH has got to be salty right now. And Temple, what they did in this, you know, if you scouted them, it showed out that Temple does a really good job at containing these dual threat quarterbacks. They've done it all season long. And they did it again against Houston. I can't really explain the SMU loss, but other than their defense was just horrible. But Houston's defense was horrible again this week, and Derek King couldn't have his way. I don't think Tulane can do those things to UH. I think that's it's a gift.
I think they can because UH can't stop the run. That's the one thing Tulane can do.
So you're saying not a get-right week?
No,
for UH?
I don't think it's – I think they lose this, and then I think they get clobbered by Memphis.
Man.
And you know, there needs to be some firing over there. That defense is an absolute joke, and I don't think we're going to see Ed Oliver again this year, and probably for the best because it's not like they can win anything now. But that's the thing. Temple just ran it right down their throats. I think Tulane can do the same thing. I mean, I've seen nothing out of this defense. What sucks is there's actually some talent on that defense. They have some players.
I mean, they have a first-round draft pick.
Well, and even when he's not out there, they have players. They just are really poorly coached. 281 says to the Blitz, my twin brother called me today, telling me tonight's game was the most important game of the whole year. And he said it was going to be awful. Then he said he joined a pool of about 1,200 people, and after picking dogs yesterday, like the Titans and Cleveland, tonight if San Francisco wins, he's going to get $10,600, and it's down to two people. So
this is when you do that thing called hedging.
Yeah.
And you just take $5,000, and you're going to be happy either way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. That's what I would do.
Or even $4,000, yeah, $3,000.
Even $2,000 or $3,000, if you feel like you're good, you still walk out of there with a nice payday.
Yeah. Because so, I'm sure the guy, he probably paid $100 or whatever to be in the thing.
Yeah, I don't know how much he paid, but that doesn't really matter unless he paid $1,000, which
right.
doesn't seem likely. So, all right, guys. I told you I had guests in town. They got to sleep on the downstairs mattress from Texas Mattress Makers. And without me saying a word, they both said, wow, that's a great mattress. Like, yeah, it is, because that's what you get at Texas Mattress Makers. You get great mattress makers, you get factory prices, and guess what? You get Black Friday all month long. They made Black Friday shopping easy. All through the month of November, 30% off select mattresses, and that's off the factory direct prices. You know you're already saving 50% off of what you would pay if you went to a retail store because they make the mattresses right there and sell them directly to you. And you can get handcrafted luxury beds starting at $245 for queen sets. And you want to talk about something that would make a great gift if somebody just got a house and you want to get them something for their guest room or something for their main room. Texas Mattress Makers is perfect. You get comfort and support and more during Black Friday savings, guaranteed. And just got a major sale going on in the showroom. And when they have a sale, it's a real sale. You're going to get it directly from the manufacturer. And Yuval and the gang over there, they make these mattresses. They know everything about them. They're going to put you on the one that's perfect for you. You're going to sleep better. You're going to save money. There's no place else to go. Visit them today, Texas Mattress Makers, at 5026 East 3rd Street in Katy, or the original 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. Make sure you tell them I sent you. Texas Mattress Makers, the best Texas Mattress Makers, the best price guarantee.
We'll be right back.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Jack's Grill. And just wanted to let you know to check out SportsMap.com today. Lots of really, really good stuff on there, as there is every day. Videos, stories, you name it, we got you covered. Check out SportsMap. So let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to St. Petersburg, Florida, and a restaurant called the Chataway. Not familiar with the Chataway,
no.
But it is a restaurant. Well, a St. Petersburg police officer was investigating a break-in, and so he started reviewing surveillance video, and it showed the burglar devouring a plate of chicken wings and enjoying a beer inside the kitchen. Then he goes back to the night before, which shows a man riding his bike up to the restaurant, pedaling around the parking lot for 10 minutes, then slipping in through the back gate. After wandering around for a bit, he opens the door to a shed for storing odds and ends, and he starts taking them. Then he gets in the restaurant bathroom and walks out, completely naked.
Oh.
He proceeds to sit down at one of the restaurant's picnic tables and starts eating a meal he brought with him. Ramen. Instant lunch ramen.
Hmm.
Then he starts playing the bongos, also naked.
Is this Matthew McConaughey?
It kind of sounds like
yeah.
It, right? All right.
We're just having a good time, man.
I love high school girls. Says he came in with pants on, but rode off on the bike without pants. I'm not sure if he took his pants with him, but we didn't find them. We still don't know where his pants are. He spray painted a few chairs, the bongos, and a pickle jar, but it was barely noticeable. In fact, he put everything back so neatly, it was 4 hours before anyone noticed he'd been in there.
What the hell is going on?
And they said, we would not have known about the naked guy without the cop finding that video. Police did identify the man, and it said his goal was not to break in. His goal was just to hang out at the restaurant. And he's what we would call an old.
Yeah.
If you look at the surveillance video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's up there. But, yeah, so
he's no Bradley Cooper.
No, he's no Fred Fowler. For that matter. And that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And somebody said Lance's story could easily... Yeah, Lance's story could have been Gem of the Day.
Yeah.
Except for it was so long. As I had another one that I really liked, but I don't know that... I think it would take too long. But... if you want to be entertained, there is a story about this L.A. rock band called Threaten. And apparently they created a fake record label, phony press outlet, an award, and including some bit about two band members quitting in mid-tour, and used that to book a tour in Europe.
Okay.
He had, like, YouTube videos of them playing... and in front of what looked like huge crowds, and obviously they had put crowds from other stuff. So the first place they were supposed to tour, it claimed they had 291 advance ticket sales on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
They were all from Brazil. Three people turned out.
Nice. At least three people showed up.
The next place, supposedly it sold 180 tickets. And nobody showed up except for a couple of people to see the band before them.
Jeez.
So apparently it's the guy's name is Threaten, allegedly. But he filmed a bunch of fake interviews with himself where he's seen talking to some non-existent person off camera, including cut in with footage of himself headbanging while playing all the different instruments. And basically convinced all these places that they had a huge following.
I mean, you got to market how you can, right?
Yeah, well, apparently.
Barry says that comedians do. And Ray Ray's here.
Yeah.
Like, you're basically, as a comedian, your job is to make your resume sound as big as it possibly can. So, you know, if you're close to a major city, like within 30 miles of it, you just say, I headlined a show in the, you know, the New York City, or in New York City, in the New York City metro area, even though it was in, like, you know, suburban Connecticut. It's just, you do what you can to make your product sound bigger than it is. That's what this band did.
Well, it's,
I respect the hustle.
It's this guy. He basically convinced all these places that they had this monster following. So at one of these places, the guy commented on the story. He said, we were one of the venues on the tour, and we were hired by Casey Marshall at Stage Right Booking. The hire fee was paid in full months ago. When we were asked for a ticket update, we were told sales were 171. Turns out there were none. So I mean, it's one thing to kind of fudge things a little. It's another thing to just completely make them up.
Yeah, well.
And create a band that doesn't really exist.
Don't be a hater, Fred. You were a rock star once. You were trying.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't knock the hustle.
Well, I admire the fact that he tried. How's that? But he did go a little bit too far in my humble opium. But that's just me. So it's worth checking out. Just go Google Threaten. Threatin. I mean, there's a lot more to it that this clown did. So there you have it.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They are your savings headquarters, guys. You know what Gulfgate time means? It means you're saving money. That's what it means. And this is the best place to do it. You're in the market for a new truck. They've got you covered. During the Black Friday of sales event going on at Gulfgate, you can buy a 2018 brand new, a Ram 1500 for $21,484 or pay $299 a month. Plus, during the Black Friday sales event, lease the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo for just $325 a month. They've got the largest Ram inventory in the loop. They've got a new state-of-the-art service center that's now open twice the size to service twice the vehicles by their certified technicians. Gulfgate Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, 610 South Loop East and Gulf Freeway, and always online at gulfgatedodge.com. Buy a new 2018 Ram 1500, MSRP $32,740, $4,256 dealer discount, $7,000 MFG discount, $299 a month for 84 months with 4.5% APR. Lease the 2018 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo, 48 monthly payments of $325, 10,000 miles per year. Must be financed through Ally. All prices plus TT&L. Must take dealer delivery. See dealer for details. Offers end 11/30/18.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Live from Jack's Grill here on Shepherd. Come on out. Plenty of food and beer. All your favorites.
I like food and beer.
Yeah. So did you want to look at some of the college lines here? Was that what you
were doing? No, I wanted to go over some of the games from this weekend.
Okay, let's do that.
We talked about Alabama a little bit and what they did, which was obviously impressive. We didn't get into too many other people. Well, I guess we mentioned Clemson, too. Some of the games that we talked about during the week. We talked about Fresno. I'm so glad I backed off that game.
Yeah.
Because they dominated the entire game until the fourth quarter. And then they gave it up. Not only gave up the lead, but gave up the cover as well. Notre Dame, pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, Florida State sucks, but they treated them like they sucked. And it so badly beat them, in fact, that they went over damn near by themselves, which was a bummer for me. I had said Michigan minus 37.5 felt good. It wasn't because Rutgers scored a touchdown. They broke away on like an 80-plus yard run. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I thought maybe a field goal. Maybe they'll score a field goal. No, they got seven, and I was left sad. Georgia just dominates Auburn. Auburn's trash. They've quit. They're no good. LSU, man, if you bet LSU, I'm sorry. That was a tough beat. That goes on the into the all timers for bad beats. But Arkansas keeps it close. Washington State continues to roll. They continue to just do what they're doing. That Apple Cup's going to be really interesting to me.
That might have been one of their more impressive efforts, frankly.
I backed off West Virginia,
yeah,
because I saw how tight they've played in the past.
Yeah.
47-10, West Virginia just hammered them.
Yeah, it was 24-3 at the half, and I was kicking myself over that one.
Well, it was 3-0 TCU at the end of the first.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, maybe I made the right call. No, definitely made the wrong call. A couple of my right calls, I had Ohio State covering against Michigan State. They went 26-6. I mean, I would credit their defense and say that they did something well, but Michigan State just can't score.
Right.
Tennessee not only covered for me, they won outright against Kentucky.
Yep.
It was a really horrible spot for Kentucky, and they played like it. Florida comes back and beats South Carolina at the very end of the game, which that's another gross one. Florida's so overrated. That's not – I don't know how they beat LSU. I don't know.
Well, that's what I said at the time. That's why I wasn't all that sold on LSU being ranked as high as they were, because they lost to that crap team.
Texas beats Texas Tech 41-34. I mean, it was they found a way to blow a 17-point lead in about 4 minutes, and then of course get a touchdown at the end of the game to win it. Northwestern 14, Iowa 10.
Northwestern has won that side of the
they're playing
Big Ten.
In the Big Ten championship, which is exactly why I'm already betting Minnesota. I bet Minnesota plus 3.5 this morning. I don't necessarily like Minnesota, but Northwestern has nothing to play for right now. Minnesota's got a new coordinator they've been playing really well under, and they've got, you know, they're trying to make a bowl game, bowl eligibility. So big motivational spot for Minnesota, not much motivation for Northwestern. And then Iowa State 28, Baylor Bear 14. Not much to talk about there, an ugly game, but good win for Iowa State.
Iowa State still technically in the running for the Big 12 championship.
They are.
Baylor still technically in the running for a bowl game. They just need one more win.
I mean, you're picking Baylor over TCU, huh?
Probably at this stage of the season,
too.
Yeah.
I don't think they'll beat Tech, but I think they're going to get bowl eligible, which I was way off on. You know, I was saying under 3 wins.
I said over 4. I think 4 was the number we talked about, and I said they'd get over 4.
Well, I was definitely on the under. Whatever our number was, I was under. And then Penn State, Wisconsin, 22-10 Penn State. Not much of a watch, but I guess a solid win for Penn State. Although Wisconsin's just not – they're just no good.
And so the Big 12 could easily wind up with a situation where Oklahoma and West Virginia play each other back-to-back.
That's the likely scenario, I would say.
Yeah, well, I guess if Oklahoma wins that game and West Virginia winds up tied with...
Because Iowa State beat West Virginia.
Yeah, so if Iowa State beats Texas and West Virginia were to lose that game, Iowa State would play in it.
Yeah.
And conversely, if Texas wins out, West Virginia beats OU in the first game, it'll be West Virginia-Texas again.
Oh, yeah, I guess so, because they have a win over Oklahoma.
Yeah, so still a lot to be determined there. None of it's particularly exciting, but...
Man, Iowa State started the season 1-3. They lost... They lost to TCU. I mean, just think about that now.
Well, that was before TCU's quarterbacks got hurt.
Yeah, but man...
Still, they'd like to have that one
they
back.
They were 1-3, and since then, they've gone 5-0. And, you know, I think this Texas game is... That's a good matchup. And obviously both teams, like you just mentioned, have plenty of motivation. But yeah, Iowa State's better than I thought. They're the only team in that league that plays defense. And that can be a difference maker when you show up and everybody's used to playing back and forth ping pong scores.
Well, and that receiver is a monster. And that third string quarterback has really added an element running the football.
Yep.
So I think that's helped them quite a bit. They're not fun to watch, but they're pretty damn good. And then, yeah, I think really when it comes out tomorrow, I think it'll be what
we all expect. It'll be Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Michigan. But, you know, I guess technically Washington State, West Virginia, OU still in it. Ohio State certainly still in it if they can beat Michigan. Don't really have to go any deeper than that, do we, at this stage?
I don't think so.
Because I don't see Alabama. I think even if Alabama were to lose now to Georgia, they might still get in.
They might.
Depending on if Tua's hurt in that game and it's like a really close loss. But, yeah, it feels very much like everything is all but settled here.
Yeah, damn near.
Yeah.
Although I think, I mean, an undefeated Big 12 team or a one-loss Big 12 team is going to be salty.
But they wouldn't get in over Michigan.
No, I don't think so. That's what I'm saying. They'll be upset about it at the end of the
year.
A one-loss Pac-12 team will be upset about things at the end of the year, but that's just kind of the way it works out. And
depends on the team too. If it's I still would say an Oklahoma would have a better chance than a West Virginia just based on name recognition. Just like a USC would have a better chance than Washington State.
I think so too.
Yeah, which it's unfortunate.
But I mean, if West Virginia beats Oklahoma twice, I mean that would bolster their resume quite a bit.
Yeah, although we've talked about Oklahoma. Maybe they're not as impressive as.
I mean, I don't think so either. But the polls still think that they are.
Hmm.
You know, it's just like I don't think Ohio State's very good, but when Michigan beats them, it's going to look good.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like, you know, keeping LSU as highly ranked as they did. It looks better for Alabama. I mean, so much of this is so much of it's guesswork as to which team's really good and what's a good win. But you know, I think in the end I'm getting the impression that this is going to work out where there's not really much argument. I just have a feeling that's what's going to happen.
I think so too.
And you might want to argue a two-loss team versus unbeaten Notre Dame, but it's kind of hard to argue against Notre Dame right now, especially if Michigan's the other team. I mean, that win's as good as anybody's in the country.
Yeah.
As far as being a signature win, and they'd be unbeaten. Did you see Rice covered against Louisiana Tech?
I did. Congratulations. I'm glad I stayed away from
that. Yeah, me too.
Louisiana Tech would have burned me back-to-back weeks.
Yeah, and then they'd be dead to me, which – you know, they're already kind of one leg in the ground.
But Rice still sucks.
Rice.
They're still the worst team in the country.
Yeah. I think that's fair. But I'll be curious to see. So I guess, man, we're almost to the end of this thing, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I just realized that.
There's like 3 weeks of college football left before bowl season.
Yeah, or exhibition season.
Yeah.
But there's some pretty – I don't know. How many interesting games are there this week between ranked teams? We've got – I think Kentucky was a good story, but there's no way they should have been ranked that high.
No. Well, I mean, Texas, when Texas got up that high, they didn't deserve to be there.
It's a name, though. For Texas, it's a name. For Kentucky, I think it's the conference. It's just saying, oh, look, they got – win. They beat Florida. They, you know, here's their wins.
Well, like I said, that Florida win threw off everything because – Florida beating LSU made people think Florida was good.
Yeah.
You know, it's just LSU just lost to a bad team. Interesting games this week. Syracuse, Notre Dame, I guess, although I think Notre Dame houses them.
I wish that game were in the Carrier Dome and not Yankee Stadium because that's a tough, tough place to play and it would be really interesting. But
this is a Pac-12 versus Cupcake week. Probably the best matchup is Iowa State, Texas.
Yeah.
Here's one I wouldn't sleep on. Cincinnati at UCF.
Yeah, Cincinnati's capable of giving them a run.
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, right now, UCF is – I just think they're getting a little worn down because they have not been as impressive the last couple weeks. All right, guys, are you throwing a party, planning a wedding, maybe a corporate event? You need to check out Pick Me Events, P-I-C-M-E Events. And when Gal Media throws a party, guess what? We always hire Pick Me Events. Their owner, Michael Vayner, is going to take your party to the next level. He's a great dude. And it's going to add a cool factor to your party with their interactive photo booths. They let your guests take and print photos, email photos, even post them on social media. And it's fun for everybody. It's really cool.
You can even customize the photo animations layout and add specific details of your event. They also offer party decor, DJ services, transportation options, fireworks, and much more. And listen, these guys will do a great job. They're going to take whatever your thing is, whether it's a quinceañera or a bat mitzvah or a bar mitzvah or you're doing some, you're having a big party even. These are the guys you want. Start your party planning today. Go to pickmeevents.com, P-I-C-M-E-events.com. Your unforgettable experience awaits. Pickmeevents.com. Hey, guys. I managed to get into a little drinking this weekend. And you know what? Today, when I got up, I felt fine. And you know why? Because I took my Thrive. And, guys, once you hit about 30 years old, even a moderate amount of alcohol is going to make you feel less than 100% the next day. And, you know, I'm the first to admit it. I'm an old. And when you get old, you need to take Thrive so you don't feel like garbage the next morning. And if I have more than three or four drinks, I'm just in trouble. And that's why I use Thrive Plus. It's a vitamin you take whenever you drink alcohol. To use it, all you have to do is take three capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before going to bed. And if you come out to our road shows, they've got samples for you to try. And I'll tell you what, you will notice the difference. And the guys who created it are brilliant. The founders of Princeton graduate, Brooks, they've got five PhDs on their team, and they've come up with something that really, really works. If you don't feel at least 50% better the next day, how about this? They're going to give you your money back. And they're based right here in Houston, so if you order before 4 o'clock today, you're going to receive it on your doorstep tomorrow. To order Thrive Plus, go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're also on Amazon, so you can order that way if you wish. I don't drink without Thrive Plus. Neither should you. Thrive Plus.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Jack's Grill on Shepherd, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Just a reminder, we're here at Jack's Grill. This is the last segment we'll be here, but that shouldn't stop you from coming out. Veterans get a free entree all day. Hell of a deal. And all the Union Kitchen locations are offering a special menu to veterans. They've been in Houston for 25 years. Great staff. The location here features happy hour all day on Mondays. So you can come out, even if you miss the show, you can still come out and get $4 margaritas, $2.75 domestic beers, and $3 imports. And Jack's is owned by Paul Miller of Great Plate Hospitality. They also own the Union Kitchen with five locations in the Houston area. And want to thank them for having us out here. Always a fun time. And want to appreciate the Blitzers who came out. Ray Ray showed up. Rico showed up. So we got the team here. So if you didn't make it to this one, Shane Bell for you.
Yeah.
Also have to tell you, Kids Meals is an organization dedicated to feeding our city's preschoolers. When big brother or sister goes off to school, they get a school lunch, but the little ones are left hungry at home. It's ESPN Day on November 15th at Kids Meals, and we're making lunches for over 2,700 Houstonian kids. It's just 3 hours of your time, guys, 9 a.m. to noon. You'll put a smile on a toddler's face and a healthy lunch in their belly. You can do something really good here and get involved. Just email Michelle, lunch at ESPN975.com. Lunch at ESPN975.com. And if you can't make it to our day, schedule a day of your own at KidsMealsInc.org. All right. Seems like it's time for a dumbass report.
Does seem that way. So if I told you that some people got in trouble for booby-trapping a bike path, let's say they used basically, I don't know, like a heavy string or cord.
Yeah.
And just went tree to tree and basically made it for when somebody's riding their bike down this path, they're going to run into this thing and just go flying.
Yeah.
What would be your expectation or your guess as to who would commit mischief like that?
That seems like something a high school kid would do.
What about two 27-year-olds and a 21-year-old man who've all been arrested and charged on with charges of assault and reckless endangering? Apparently, she was, you know, heading up this multi-use path when she ran into the string, and this woman went flying over her handlebars. She said she managed to stay on the bike. Her helmet managed to break the rope because the stuff is like strung around face height.
She said, you could really hurt somebody.
Oh, yeah. It was really painful. She said it was like a really concentrated rug burn. She suffered cuts to her face and had fibers in her eye. An ambulance was called in case her eye was badly damaged, but she said her vision is okay. 27-year-old Justin Jones, 27-year-old Antonio Tolman Duran, and 21-year-old Dakota Murphy were all taken to jail. The police sergeant said officers spotted the suspects quickly. One of them was wearing a kangaroo onesie and had twine in his pouch.
What?
Where was this?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, God. A kangaroo onesie?
Yes.
I bet that lady was hopping mad. No?
Bow. what would you do? I mean, you've been in this situation before when you and your wife were separated, going your own ways, and you find out that she's having relations with another man for the first time. How did you handle that?
Didn't really care.
You didn't care. You're one of those guys. You always say, if you break up with me, I don't want you anymore.
To me, it goes back to my gambling. When you lose, you turn the page, right? Bad relationship, turn the page, move on. Who cares?
Well, this guy, Darren Dwayne Touchton, he felt differently about it. He and his wife were separated, and this woman or his wife had been seeing this man, and he followed him home from his former house, and he drove his Nissan into his bedroom.
Seems like an overreaction.
I would say so. He was trying, I guess his wife was in there too, or his ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, was trying to get rid of her too. The Nissan missed the two individuals by less than a foot, it says. He's currently charged with attempted homicide, 3 counts of aggravated assault, and driving on a suspended license. He is in a hospital due to an unrelated issue to the crash. So he's in the hospital for something else.
Driving with a suspended license.
If you're going to drive your Nissan into somebody's bedroom, at least make sure your fines are all paid and you're legal with the state. Give me a break. No. And finally, we'll go to Florida. Shocker. A drunken driver forced a deputy off the road. Barely missed the squad car. So he turns around and goes and pulls the person over, and it's a woman, and in her pickup truck she doesn't have a seat, so her and her kid are sitting in lawn chairs inside the truck. She's drunk driving around her kid, who's sitting in a lawn chair. Two juveniles, in fact, a 7-year-old who was unbuckled, who was riding in the folded lawn chair between the two bucket seats.
God.
Come on, guys. Come on, Florida. Get Florida woman. And that's your Dumbass Report, Fred.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank everybody who came out. Great job, Jong Lee. Great job, A.J. Hoffman. That was mediocre today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.